Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries led to widespread confusion Saturday as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we were totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to protest Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration. Anya Zant was among protesters in New York's JFK airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump will hold talks by telephone with three world leaders today, one day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. The White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, as well as the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Mr. Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and to work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch says children detained by Iraq's Kurdistan regional government on suspicion that they have connections to the Islamic State are alleging they were tortured. The children, who have not been formally charged with the crime, recount being held in stressed positions, burned with cigarettes, shocked with electricity, and beaten with plastic pipes. HRW estimates more than 180 boys under the age of 18 are currently being held, and government officials have not informed their families where they are, increasing the likelihood the children could be disappeared. As Iraqi security forces have retaken territory from IS over the past year and a half, they have also detained hundreds of men and boys. Syrian media and a key monitoring group say government forces outside of Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week standoff at the Supply Visit village, that is, northwest of Damascus, that began with the December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant. The blast sent diesel fuel, spewing into the Barada River, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. United Nations designated Friday as World Holocaust Remembrance Day, and activities have continued throughout the weekend. As the world commemorates the victims of the Holocaust, the United Nations warns of another Holocaust. Lisa Schlein has more from the UN in Geneva.
UN officials are urging nations to be vigilant and to take preventive action against a troubling rise in anti-Semitism, extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Rupert Colville is spokesman for the High Commissioner for Human Rights. He tells VOA there's been a worrying upsurge in hate-filled and divisive statements in Europe and the United States in the last few years.
It's always a worrying phenomenon, and it does appear to be getting worse in at least some countries.
In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump marked the day by issuing a statement saying it is with a heavy heart and somber mind that Americans remember the survivors and victims of the Holocaust. Trump pledged to do everything in his power to ensure that the forces of evil never again defeat the powers of good. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And thousands of Mongolians have protested today for the second time this winter, calling attention to government inaction, they say, on air pollution. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.